This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
For Ruben, one fast question, Ruby. Ruby Tuesday, I love it, man. You're great.
Listen, thanks, man.
What are you going to do with Schwarber?
You're going to sign him?
What do you got?
Great question.
It's a tough one. I mean, there's no question about it that he's one of the leaders of the ball club. They have a lot of tough decisions over the next several months.
General manager Ruben Amara Jr., what are you doing?
I'm going to wait until the end of the season, and then I'm going to sign him if I need him, if I have the team around him, and I have the wherewithal and the budget to be able to do it.
You know why I think that's the right answer, Ruben? Because I think if you get to November and he's not been signed, you can probably keep him.
Well, I think I'm not sure about that.
Why?
I'm not sure about that. Well, he's a Midwest guy, and you know, I know he's got Midwest roots. You know, and I think he loved his time in Chicago with the Cubs, and you know, he's an Indiana guy.
You're scaring me a little bit. It's not gonna be easy. Okay.
It's not gonna be easy. But I think that there's some really difficult decisions that they have to make. They've got a lot of money tied up right now, and they have to make some wise decisions as they move forward. Hey, that's part of wearing the black hat.
Interesting.
Man.
Steve, give me an answer, my man. Best fictional athlete. You can win the Elvis Costello tickets.
What about Benny the Jet Rodriguez?
You got it, man. From the Sandlot. All right, Ruben.
Yep.
You're the dad of that kid. Matter of fact, let's play the audio, the prank audio call to Shador Sanders. We'll play this one more time. Just a small portion of it. Give you a little taste. We played this yesterday. A little taste of the absolute jackass that had called Shador Sanders.
Hey, is this Shador? This is Mickey Loomis here, the GM of the New Orleans Saints. How you doing? This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, we're waiting on you.
Yeah, we have. It's been a long wait, man. We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
It's going to be nothing to
you. Yeah, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's just so not cool. All right, Ruben, if you are that kid's dad, and by the way, you were in a sort of similar spot. You had a position of major authority with an organization. In this case, the kid's father is the defensive coordinator. You were the general manager of the Phillies. You had information at your disposal. Like, you could have Barry Bonds' phone number or Ken Griffey's phone number, whatever. If a child of yours, without your permission, had taken the number, makes the phone call to prank the other guy, posts it on social freaking media as a ha-ha, I got him. Ruben Amaro is the dad. What do you do? And he's 21 years old, Ruben. What would you do?
Well, I didn't have sons, but I had two daughters, and I know they wouldn't have done anything like that because they knew better. Wow, that's a tough one. There's got to be some sort of punishment. I'm not sure what it is, but that's just not acceptable, man.
I feel like you're holding back.
Yeah.
You want to say you want to kill him, right?
Well, because I've done my own pranks in the past, and then sure. You know, and part of them not that happy about them, but you know, and I know it's all being done in good fun, but I don't know what the punishment is, but for me that is. The fact that he impersonated another person, that's the thing that really got me. He's impersonating another GM. And I don't know. I wonder if that GM's pissed off.
Could be.
Mickey Loomis.
By the way, that's third on my list. That's not one and two.
One was the bullying aspect, and I didn't. It is bullying. This is piling on to Shedeur Sanders at the worst possible moment, and
as he was slipping, yeah,
that's brutal. That level of brutality, just like the desire to want to hurt someone who's already hurt. That
you're right, John.
That's deviant.
That to me is number one. Number one, societal, yeah. Number one is the Shedeur Sanders. What he's doing to Shedeur Sanders. Number two is what he did to his dad. He stole from his dad. He jeopardized his dad's. All right, Rhea, ladies and gentlemen of the jury of the Delaware Valley, if you're driving right now, brace your steering wheel closely. Don't drive off the road. Rhea, I can only imagine, what would you do?
The screaming would have gone on for a long time. I will tell you that. When I'm mad, I do yell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people may have heard that around here from time to time. The problem is, you know, he's 21. So first of all, I would not have allowed him to get away with posting a post as an apology. You gotta be out there in public.
Yeah.
You know, you have a news conference and you take what you did. But I would wonder as a parent where I went wrong that my kid could do that to somebody at a low moment.
Which is a shame. It would make you feel worse.
Oh, it would make me feel, I mean, you know, it
no,
would.
That's interesting.
Like, I mean, it's what your parents, like I always say, you know, when I was growing up, my mom would be like, you know, I'm just so disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always like, oh, that was the worst. And then I do the same thing to Clark, mm-hmm. you know. But I would wonder where I went wrong, where he felt like that was a funny thing to do.
It's an unbelievable situation. It really is. Well, look, we posed it yesterday, but I want to pose it again. It's such a fascinating dilemma. As a parent, what would you do? I mean, what would you do? I mean, John, I heard someone text me yesterday and say, I take him out of school for a semester. I mean, that's a punishment. I take him out of college.
Make him work.
I make him work.
Yep.
And, like, we'll see if you prove in 6 months or 12 months that you can be trusted to advance in your life, and I put you back in college and pay for you. I mean, I'm assuming the defensive coordinator of her team is paying the salary of the kid. I don't know that. I don't know
paying
that for
college,
sure.
Yeah.
Paying the college. You know, probably. Yeah.
That's another part. That's another component of this that, you know, that is he's an adult who is being paid for by, we're assuming, by his parents.
Yeah. But he's a young adult.
In that aspect.
I mean,
so it really is complicated, the attachments, the detachments that occur
this
age from 18 to whatever it is, 25-ish.
Totally wild.
You don't really know where you belong in the world in this kid, and the parents don't really know where they belong in the equation either. Makes it...
All right, let's go to the phones. There's a lot to react to. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake studio. Main thing really today has been a couple days now from the draft, your reaction to the draft and sort of moving forward. You know, there's a couple interesting position battles. I would guess there might be two or three guys that start on this team in the fall that actually aren't even part of the team yet. I mean, they could have a starting tight end that's not part of the team. They could have a starting guard that's not part of the team. They maybe could even have a starting cornerback that's not part of the team. Maybe, probably not. But I feel like there's going to be some pieces that come in still. Remember, LeGarrette Blount a few years back was signed in June. Ronald Darby 1 year was traded for in August. I mean, those things do happen. I mean, the Eagles had Sam Bradford one time as their starting quarterback until a week and a half before the season. And then he wasn't. So this one feels to me like there's going to be some shakeup before they get to that Thursday night to kick off the NFL season. Let's get to Zach in Medford. Zach, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to thank WIP. I've been so fortunate. I won Green Day tickets last year. I won Clapton tickets about a month back. And tonight I'm going to the Phillies game. Shout out, my cousin Mike's coming with me. So
nice.
I just wanted to thank you guys.
Our pleasure. Well, thanks for calling.
Awesome.
In a lot
Congratulations.
Of those, Zach, in a lot of those instances, you can only win the tickets, you know, if you call and have a great answer. So we appreciate all listeners, of course, but we want to reward some that call, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you for that. With regards to the draft, I was listening to the afternoon show on the way home from work, and there was comments about how it really wasn't all that exciting. There wasn't a lot of flashy moves or anything. They're kind of joking the lack of, you know, content. I'm happy that it was kind of ho-hum. Like they didn't feel the need to do anything major. They just replaced what they lost.
And I appreciated that they didn't feel the urge to do anything huge or controversial.
What shocked me, though, Zach, was how much they traded back. After trading up the first time, they kept trading back. And I was shocked that they ended up with 10 picks, but 7 of the 10 picks were at the, you know, essentially the end of the draft. That, for a team that had a bunch of picks, I thought the more likely scenario was they would package them to move up, not out and back. That surprised me.
That I can agree with. Does anyone know how much of that got pushed back to, say, next year? Because I think that might be.
Well, I think they ended up with 2 extra picks when all was said and done. I think for next year, they netted 2 more. Honestly, Zach, I'm a little spun around. They made so many freaking trades. I'd have to verify that for you, but I think they picked up 2 more picks for next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of why I was okay with a lot of the trading back is they've, I mean, Howie's done a great job of simultaneously working for now
yeah.
and planning for the future.
You're right.
We came into this season with, I think it was 20 picks. Like that, and I remember distinctly watching Adam Schefter on Pat McAfee's show and saying that the Eagles just won a Super Bowl and somehow they have 20 picks
yeah.
in hand.
Well, that's exactly
like,
right.
That's just incredible craftsmanship at the GM position.
No, you're right. Zach, give me an answer. Best fictional athlete, who is it?
I'm going to go kind of goofy here. Like I said, I'm going to the Phillies tonight. I'm going to go with Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore. That is an interesting answer. I mean,
he could hit the crap out of it.
He could. Short game, not as good, though. And also, he had that temper.
How many yards do you think he could hit that thing?
Oh, boy. That
700?
Well,
do you think his hockey putter was regulation? You think they'd let him use that?
I like it more than the freaking belly putter.
Me too.
Ruben, should the belly putter be allowed in golf? It's like the tush push. Shouldn't be allowed. The tush push and the belly putter are the same thing.
As long as you don't stand behind
they
it.
Look ridiculous. They look ridiculous.
Did you really drop the tush push?
I did. See what I just did right there? Trying to irritate Richie right there.
I figured, you know what? He's so annoying. He's really annoying
when he does that. So I have to kind of just let it breathe off the show.
But you got to admit, at least I
duck off of Waters' tush.
At least I tell you what I truly think. I'm not one of these talk show hosts that hides behind, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay,
all right. So, fascinating answer from Brian Dawkins the other day to Mr. James Seltzer and Elliot Shore Parks. James, nice job getting Dawk on your show.
Elliot got him, but yes.
Well,
it was good.
Well done.
It was very cool talking to Brian. Like, a really neat experience to talk to Brian Dawkins.
Covered a lot of ground. Of course, John's former teammate, one of the greats of all time in Philadelphia sports. Doc may or may not be featured in my book that may or may not be about Philadelphia sports. I'm just saying he might.
There are a lot of people who may or may not be featured.
There
in this
are.
Book.
And they have more likely to be featured than not. But I can't confirm.
I've noticed you haven't really done, like, you know. Vladimir Putin could or be maybe or might not be in
that's
it.
True,
or, you know,
true.
Random, you know, any person
that's
in history.
True. Yeah. All right, Doc, CJGJ, interesting answer. What I think he's trying to say is CJGJ not really one of the Eagles kind of guys. That's what I think he's trying to get at. But he's being delicate with the way he presents it. It's kind of a funny exchange, the way Doc's trying to navigate how to answer this. Listen to Brian Dawkins the other day with James and Elliot on CJGJ.
Were you surprised to see them move on from Chauncey?
I'm surprised a little bit. Not a whole lot, but a little bit.
Why not a whole lot?
There's just certain aspects of how the Eagles have run things in the past. If you've ever looked at the individuals that the way that individuals communicate in the past, that is not as how can I say it as raw. I'll just use the word raw.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As he would do often. So I thought that at some point that would be something that would probably be something that would have him no longer be part of the Eagles organization.
CJ, a little too raw for the Eagles liking.
That was so considerate of Brian Guy, man.
Isn't that great?
Just sitting back and He tried so hard to find the appropriate way to state that.
Well, I love how he said it first, and Elliot followed up. Elliot's why not, huh?
What do you mean? Exactly.
Dog's probably thinking, damn it, why did I agree to this interview?
Exactly.
Now I got to answer raw. Why.
The Rolls term is raw. They don't communicate in that raw manner.
Ruben, do you ever have a guy, and I certainly don't want you to feel any need to say the player, but do you ever have a player that you felt was a good player but didn't fit the culture or the something, and you just felt like...
Tons of them.
And
like who?
Yeah. And how often do you get rid of that guy? I mean, I'm sure sometimes you keep him because he's good, and sometimes you get rid of him because maybe he's not good enough.
I think there's... Both things happen.
Yeah.
Both things happen.
Still can't believe you signed Papelbon.
Well, he ended up being one of the most productive players we've ever had.
But he made you
so likable.
But he made you less likable.
Okay, he's less likable, but the man pitched his ass off.
I know. He was a great pitcher.
He was as good a free agent signing as I think I've ever had. Take a look at the numerals.
Yeah, I didn't like your team as much, though.
Well, the problem is they broke, dude.
Well, that was, yeah.
The entire team broke.
I know. No, I know that.
Lest
but he
forget.
Was a pleasure to be around.
He was a joy.
The thing about the CJGJ thing that, just boggles my mind. Yep. I get it. You know, they didn't want to be around the wrong.
But they always win with him?
You brought him back, and you went to a Super Bowl again.
I know.
So, sometimes
he's bringing something to the table.
No, absolutely. That's right. He's bringing a lot. Bringing a lot to the table.